You cool?
I'm cool.
You cool?
I'm cool.
You cool?
I'm cool.
We coolin' out.
You cool?
I'm cool.
You cool?
I'm cool.
You cool?
I'm cool.
We coolin' out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 224 of Coolin' Out.
It is Kev.
And it is Rel. What's up, man? How are you?
Good. Good, good. In good spirits. Had a nice, nice extended holiday weekend. And got up out the city, did a little snowboarding. Just, it's good to spend time out the city with friends. And it was nice. It was nice.
Yeah.
Had a fake birthday celebration. So it was nice. Mm-hmm.
It was nice. You need a break from the city every now and then.
Yeah. And I tacked one more day on. So
that's what
my
you
week
do.
Just started.
That's what you do.
It makes all the difference.
You're notorious for it. You're notorious for it.
I got back to Brooklyn at 4 p.m. on Monday. What's there left to celebrate? It's tough to recharge. I just needed another. I need it. So. That was nice.
I need to get on that wave. I really do, though. Man's be on vacation, get home. 7 o'clock the night before, 8 o'clock the night before. Wake up at 8 a.m. and start working like nothing ever happened.
I had to learn the hard way, too. I've had to learn
dead.
A lot of trial and error through the years, through all my journeys. Yeah, man.
And be dead. Oh, man.
How are you?
I'm all right, man. Just taking it easy. My mom's was here this past week, so it's good seeing her. You know, good having family around. So first time coming down, seeing the house.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good. My uncle came for a little bit too, see her, saw the house. But he's been here before, so it was cool. I mean, it was nice having him down here. You know, my mom's very respectful, in and out. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to throw your routine too much. I said, love you.
I knew there was something about you.
Yeah, I did come out of you. In and out. I was like, I bet. But yeah, no, I mean, just chill. Really just relax. We'll talk about the football games, the NFL. Wonderful games. I love the playoffs. But it's just, so it's been all good. Honestly, the weekends, like, it's been so many good games. And I just chilled, really. Chilled. I got a bar cart. So, like, you know, like the
Pardon?
Little, you know what a bar cart is?
No.
Oh, it's like a fucking, like, kind of things you see butlers with, the pushing shit all over the place, but you, like, stack all your liquor and shit on it.
Yeah.
So, I bought that, built that. I, like, bought a mix of liquors, stacked it on it, some like, scotch whiskey, some Douce, obviously.
Okay.
Bought, like, a little bartender. Like, set, I was like, yeah, COVID hit me hard. I'm like, I'm gonna start making some drinks. But that's just probably gonna sit down and collect dust. I'm sure when I get the energy, I'm just gonna go down and pour some Douce, and that's gonna be, they're gonna be down there. Like,
mow some on the rocks.
Put some, a splash of sugar in there, and nah, damn, I ain't got the energy. And they got like the whisking set, you know, they be shaking shit up, and that's not gonna happen. It just looks nice. It's like it looks like it fills the card out. I'm in that phase of my life now. What looks nice? I'm like, he thought about that. It ain't never gonna be used. But yeah, outside of that, I mean, things are good. Man, just taking it easy, man. Just chilling.
All right.
The month's already damn near gone. Got a new president today as we're recording.
Oh, yeah.
Like officially. So. Just crazy, man.
Biden era, yep.
It is.
Yeah, month man. Is, yeah. We pretty much
month is
mid
over.
To late January now,
Yeah, because
it's already.
The month is over. Yeah, next
Thursday?
Sunday.
Oh, next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Yeah, what am I? I'm bugging. Yeah, next Sunday, the 31st.
You think this February, yeah.
I'm bugging.
Thinking it's 28 days. Yeah, next Sunday is the 31st. That's. So, like, time is just flying.
That's how it happens. Damn.
Yeah. But, man, I mean, let's talk about football, man. Like, this past weekend, some great games. Did you catch any of them?
I caught them all, actually. Wait, okay. Let me say that. See if I'm not lying. Oh no, I caught them all. Yeah, I caught them all. Where we were? Yeah, I was able to catch them all. Yeah,
they were all really good, man. What was the one you liked the most?
Let's see. If you have an answer, I had to think about that. Because I'm trying to think in my head. Maybe no. You have an answer?
I'm going to say Chiefs-Browns only because of the Mahomes got knocked out. And then, that anxious feeling I had, the Browns actually might pull us off. They actually might eliminate them.
Yeah.
And then Chad Henne, that's his name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with that run.
Yeah, that was definitely the most
very suspenseful. Yeah,
yeah.
And then on fourth and one, Tony Romo was like, "They're definitely not gonna run a play. They're definitely not gonna run a play. He's in shock good." And then they ran that play.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a very wild ending. Drew Brees looked terrible.
He looked all yeah.
Yeah,
I've been down on him for a while, and he just before the broken ribs, but.
Before the game started, when they said Taysom Hill wasn't playing, I was like, all right, it's over. Like, they don't have the gadget guy to get some big. I was like, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he lost the fire in his eyes somewhere in the season. Maybe it was when he broke all 11 ribs broke. But the man that came back wasn't Drew.
You got to wind up so much to throw it.
Yeah.
It's over.
Oh man!
But yeah, that wasn't. I don't know who that man was. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was gonna piggyback on the Chiefs Browns as well. That it was the most suspenseful. Like pondering the thought of a Bills Browns, and I like watching the Bills. It's just the Browns. It's just the Bills aren't enough as much as I like them to anchor a matchup. Not that I wasn't gonna watch because it's the playoffs.
Yeah, of course.
I was like, this don't seem like. So I was happy they were able. They had just enough cushion. I think it was 10-22 when Mahomes got concussed or he got passed out, whatever they said. Well, I had Jay Glazer saying that he might have got choked out temporarily and that he was wobbling because he got
Damn.
So I don't know.
Them light skin boys go down easy. you got choked up.
That was the one. Rodgers just dissected the Rams, and
that looked way too easy.
And I did not see Bills Ravens. I didn't get to see Bills Ravens. That's the only one I did not see. The other three I got to see.
So I watched all the games. I thought it was quite interesting that Lamar Jackson got knocked out with a concussion.
Yeah,
and then Patrick Mahomes got knocked out with a concussion. I'm like, damn, this cannot be happening.
Right. Yeah.
But. Luckily, the Chiefs still made it. I saw Mahomes was in limited practice today, so hopefully he plays on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Well, he did the jog. He was running on the sidelines, but once your legs wobble like that, I'm like, it don't matter what, it's over.
Yeah, Mans looked like he couldn't make it to the sideline by himself.
No, he couldn't even stand initially. He tried to get up and his legs wobble when he dropped.
But the hit didn't look that bad to me, so I guess what you're saying makes sense about him getting choked out. Cause I thought maybe he got I know the dude grabbed him up here and took him down, but when initially I missed the initial hit, so I had to go on Twitter and find it, and I was like, I don't see why he is in concussion protocol for this.
I thought his head snapped off the ground, but then I didn't know either, but I knew once his legs wobbled,
he got choked out.
The thought of
that's what
thank
you
God
said,
they were able to help. No, Jay Glazer would know said. Well renowned Fox Insider.
Yeah. That's no choked doctor. Out. That's, I ain't no doctor.
And Saints Bucks was cool. I just had it on there. We were just playing games, so had it on the background, but it was good. It was cool. I didn't see any of Bills Ravens, and you were right when you said they were going to get destroyed. I was surprised when you said, but you were right.
I just
pray for Lamar.
I just didn't
he's a young
see
man,
him.
But
I just didn't see time. I also felt like after he got that first win, it would kind of be like I got the monkey off my back and whatever, and he would be celebrating just to get in the first win too much.
Mm-hmm. You're 1-3 now, right?
He got concussed. Yeah, he didn't look super, he didn't look good out there.
Right.
He looked terrible, but he didn't look like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And no point in that game did I think the Ravens were gonna win.
Yeah.
So
well, he's young. You know, it's not the best direction to be going, but he has time to make this right, is he? But he should start next season, getting some playoff wins on this belt.
Right, yeah.
1-3 ain't the worst, and you're a young man, but, you know, you're on the right side of that ledger.
Yeah, you might want to try a little harder.
But with all that being said.
A little bit.
These conference matchups, damn. I mean, Bucks, Packers.
Yeah.
Bills at Chiefs, which and I would assume
really Mahomes play.
Yeah, that's the assumption I'm going under because I'm not even gonna think about it. I'm not gonna think about it. A Chad Henne led. It'd be a long afternoon, a long night, a long evening.
Yeah, listen.
I don't see.
I'm not gonna accuse the NFL of anything. I'm just gonna say it's more than likely he's gonna play.
I think he plays too.
Yeah,
he was already up and jogging, and that game was they had the afternoon game. This is the night game, so you're talking about a full week. I mean, I would assume
they're not gonna miss the Brady Rogers, Josh Allen, Mahomes.
Damn, those are some good matchups.
They're not gonna miss that. NFL is not gonna let that happen unless like he really, really just cannot go,
which would be shocking.
They might move the game time back to make sure that.
Yeah,
move it to 8 o'clock. Nah, he needed another hour. Be in the back with smelling salts and stuff.
Doctor and test for him. Hold him up.
Yeah.
That's too funny.
Remember when Tom Brady was confused?
Oh yeah.
Neva Holmes, the whole game just on TV. They just throw them out there. That would be nuts. God. But they would lose a lot of ratings if he's not playing.
Yeah.
People still gonna watch, but
it's not the same.
It ain't gonna be the same.
That's deflating, and that's your night game. That's just deflating. Yeah. You're coming off what I'm seeing nicknamed as the Goat Bowl. And then you follow that up with just Josh Allen against Chad Henne.
Yeah. And the thing also,
final team in the Super Bowl, that's just that ain't deflated. Gonna
work. Yeah. And you know, Josh Allen and like Mahomes got like a little like friendly rivalry about who has the strongest arm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like,
And Allen has legitimately been like a top five quarterback this
year. Yeah,
this
he's been year. Balling this shit.
So I was like, to see, you know, the king in my eyes.
Damn, that'd be a good game.
Right? Yeah, we got a lot riding on this.
Yeah, I hope Rodgers wins.
It's frightening. At this point, I'm just going to pick the Packers. He got everything he wanted. He's hosting the game. He's about to win MVP, but it's very concerning betting against Tom Brady. It's very concerning. Just his history, his past.
God.
They'll be the first team to host the home. I could just see that.
One that game away from hosting it.
For the first time ever, or 50 years or whatever not. What was it, 50 years?
That's first time ever since the NFL first time merged. Ever,
right?
So, yeah, in the modern era, whatever now they say.
Do I really see that level of history escaping him? I don't know, but I'm going
to
just
say. Me neither. I'm nervous to bet against
him. I am, too. And then
I don't know what it is when teams just cannot play against him. Because it's not like he played great against the Saints. Like, the defense stepped up big time. And Drew Brees was just giving them turnovers. Here, you take an interception.
He's ready to go home, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I got to do another game after this. Not here. You guys win. I'm hoping Aaron shows up and redeems himself from that blunder of a game during the regular season.
It's all or nothing now, man.
Yeah, he looks
a big A-Rodge fan, but I can't.
Yeah.
You at Lambeau? It's going to be, 22 degrees?
Mm-hmm. I need Devonta to bring that same energy.
Yeah, it might snow. Y'all used to the cold. You've had the better team on paper. You've been the best team in the NFC all year.
Yeah.
So, but Brady and then all his weapons. But I'm going to say the Packers with a lot of trepidation. Immense.
Yeah, I'm not.
Immense. Oh. You going Brady?
I refuse. But I just,
oh, okay.
Saying it just so hard to just bet against the man. Yeah, I'm going to have to go
Aaron need this.
Yeah.
Aaron, you need
this. Legacy.
And then, of course, if Mahomes plays, I mean, again, I'm not betting against the man.
Nah.
It took Belichick and Brady and them keeping the ball out of his hands to escape with a win. And an offside to even get to overtime. I'm not betting against
him. A part of me wants, not wants, but it would be cool for, like, now, hold Brady that to thought. Win.
Hold that thought. Rank the Super Bowl matchups for your level of
like, we'll
your
be the
personal
best?
Excitement and then what you think would rate the best.
Personal excitement will be Packers versus the Chiefs.
And then what would be second?
Chiefs versus the Bucks.
And then
what would rate the best?
Yeah, I think I know that one. But
Chiefs versus the Bucks.
Yeah, without question.
Yeah.
Sorry, Josh. You just the last out of all these.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so you're Buffalo saying you want him to beat Aaron Rodgers and then
go host the first Super Bowl, lose. And be like a real passing of the torch to Patrick Mahomes.
That matchup on paper. I mean,
yeah, but also I just can't risk him even getting that close to it.
That's true, yeah. No, I'm good with Packers Chiefs.
Yeah. I'll be too.
That'd be the second after Bucks Chiefs. Cause I mean Tom Brady is a walking media storm to himself. And then you add into the fact the whole Patriots, Belichick thing. He's actually hosting a Super Bowl for the first time ever, and then the chance to win 7 to just add to his legacy, and whatnot. And then Mahomes, he's the biggest star in the league currently. Blah blah blah. Second is pretty good too. Aaron Rodgers is maybe not as popular, but pretty close in terms of popularity for an NFL player. And then they've had the best team all year, 1 seed versus 1 seed. So that'd be good. And then after that, I don't know who against the Bills. I don't know who I'd want to see.
It really
doesn't
matter. I think it's a toss up.
I'd go Aaron, because if I rank the teams I want to win, it'd be the Chiefs first, then the Packers, then the Bills, and then I'm not even a Brady hater, but I mean, come on, bro. You got like.
Yeah, but I also think like the Packers are more excited on offense than the Bucks are.
Yeah, even though the Bucks have a higher potential, it just hasn't.
They just don't look that exciting when you're watching them play.
That's so true.
It's like they make plays when they need to.
Yeah. When you see them all come into a huddle and you see the names around him, and it's just never as exciting on the field for real.
Nope. But when you play Madden, though.
Yeah. And with all this being said, watch this Sunday be the Sunday.
The facts. 55-10.
Jeez. Brady's arm has never looked stronger.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I can't have that. I'm going to be watching, like, glued to the screen on Sunday.
It's now or never, Aaron.
Yeah, I can't. No.
Most of the game. The Bills, obviously. Mm-hmm. They're the only.
Yeah. That would be like the only one that like would be the most shocking if they won it all.
Mm-hmm. But then second, probably Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
You way up there. You don't know next time you're going to be at the Super Bowl, if ever, again. So
yeah.
Brady, I mean, at this point, you just stacking on stacking. And
this man gets 7.
While hosting the Super Bowl game for the first time ever.
Listen, I try my best.
That'd
not to
be crazy. From the man that got picked off, what was that, last January? January 2020, mm-hmm. He got picked off. And we celebrated, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
We need some new blood.
Yeah. And now his first year on a new team, he just go down there, change the whole team around, and win a Super Bowl.
11-5 in the conference championships. And then, 40 TDs, I think it was this year. It's kind of crazy. Especially when you see him across the field from Breeze, who,
God, falling apart.
The ghost of Drew Brees, doesn't do it justice.
Then you got Philip Rivers retiring today. Mm-hmm. Eli Manning, Ben retired.
Ben
looked like he needs to retire. Ben Roethlisberger.
So it's impressive, but
them dudes falling like flies. Just
meanwhile,
and he's the oldest of them all.
Steady. Was he 42 or 43?
43.
He about that, yeah. It's impressive. So, but with that being said.
Yeah, go home, Tom.
I need Mahomes to keep running it up. Just run it up.
Yeah. Come on, Mahomes, man. Ah! Get your life together.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be out here having you concussed. Hopefully he plays and they win.
Yeah, man, but NFL playoffs, just must say.
Yeah.
Different don't get up vibes, for it in the regular energy. Season. Like, yeah, but come playoffs, it's the stakes. And then the players just get better and better as the rounds go on.
That winner take all just hit different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well said.
Winner go home for real. Every game's a game seven. And you can tell.
Yeah.
So it definitely hits different than like the regular season. NFL playoffs. I see why they rate so damn high.
Yeah, these ratings they about to get for this game. This Bucks-Packers game.
They're gonna make up any potential loss revenue they had.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Any potential loss revenue.
The roof. And once that Mahomes news come in, they about to do numbers. I wonder what this. Well, let me see who's in there first.
Let's see. Yeah, it depends. The Bills, but then again, the Bills are there. The Bills Mafia is loyal,
they never won. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's hard to say what the ratings are going to look like.
Really very true, but not a passion. Really, been a passion lately, though. I will say.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I've been really into it.
I didn't watch a game.
Beat me to it. Basketball kind of took a back step.
Yeah.
These past couple weekends, I've just been like, all right.
Mm-hmm.
And even with like the Harden trade, I've just been like, that's what's up. But it ain't moving me enough to on the weekends when the passion's on.
No. I'm not doing that. That's not happening. No, it's not happening.
No, it ain't the same.
Even for Braun, I can't do it.
And these dudes are playing in, I don't know what happened in the NFL's COVID world, but the arenas, well, the stadium, just keep
more and more
up
fans.
More and more. I'm like, look, that's about 19, 20,000 in there now. Before, like 7,500. They're just letting mad people in now.
So all these teams are going to have fans?
I don't know, but I think. I don't know if Buffalo has fans because of New York, but I know the other three teams definitely.
I've seen Arrowhead and Florida.
Yeah.
And there was in Lambeau. Yeah, that's the only one Lambeau. I was wondering about too. New York. Yeah,
people gonna be out there. 22 degrees.
I think I saw article where they were like they told Cuomo not to come to the game, so maybe they will have fans because
Buffalo's not hosting, so it don't matter.
Oh yeah, I'm bugging.
Yeah, they're not hosting. They're going to Arrowhead. So Arrowhead definitely will have fans.
Yeah. Yeah, Lambeau.
And so is Lambeau. So I wonder how many people they're letting in that, but I just know I'm looking on TV. Like, that's a lot more people than I'm used to seeing previously. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. If they'll allow it.
I mean none.
Exactly.
Yeah, I ain't gonna be this. I don't care. Can't catch it through the TV, they say. this is what they say anyway. But yeah, man. So Brooklyn Nets, man. You afraid?
It's raised my eyebrows, especially how they've come out. It's definitely raised my eyebrows, but I still got the Lakers, but I would have to be. I mean, they two legit top five players, not fake top five. Like how Bron and AD, they're two legit. Mm-hmm. That's why the Clippers duo didn't really. You got top five and maybe a top 10. These are two legit top five players. And when I saw the box score and saw them combined for, I think, 74, I was like, okay.
All right. But it looked easy, though. It looked easy. I watched the highlights. It looked easy.
And I think they followed that up with like 62 or something like that, whatever. But again, I was like, I know we got a good defense, but I don't know how much defense. Well, I know it with the Lakers, but they were facing the Heat. How do you
stop? They played Orlando. Yeah.
You can't stop KD.
And that was without Kyrie.
Well, that's what I need to see. Because I don't know how he fits. Them two alone, if they just had and traded Kyrie and got the depth back, wow. But obviously, three stars, you have a higher ceiling. So it's just about how he fits in. But it's kind of hard because the first look of this doesn't have him. You like right out the gate, you can say Orlando, they should win. To come to the Bucks on your second game and a team that's like pretty much they only added like Drew and maybe around the fringes, but Drew is their biggest acquisition and they've had the season thus far to just come together and
they made that game look like there's no way hell the Bucks could win, like the Bucks might take it to six in a 7-game series, but that's what they made it look like. They were just outmanned already, right? And then KD pushing Giannis all over the place. Bro. And getting that was like a symbol of like, I'm the best small forward in the league. Like, get out of here. You know what I'm saying? I know you won MVP the past two seasons, but like, get out of here.
And that's not true either. But
I mean, obviously it's not true, but I'm just saying that's the energy that KD was giving Giannis.
Yeah.
Like you like looking at him like you're not better than me.
Oh yeah, because this is their first matchup.
Yes.
Sometime in the 2019.
Since he's on the Warriors, yeah.
And okay,
this is KD giving that energy, like, yo, I'm better than you.
And he is. I didn't need him to tell me, but I'm glad he reminded some people. But
I mean, of course, but I'm just saying, like, that's the energy he was coming with.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's okay. You can be number three. I mean, his mic thinking number three. I mean,
they look good. They look good. They playing the Cavs right now. I don't know.
Yeah, as we record,
we got. I got to see how they match up. It's like the defense not the best, but I don't know how much defense they're going to need in the East. And then they just got the Lakers in the West because the Lakers coming
up. Who's their biggest contender? Oh, shit, the Cavs are winning.
I got to see them against Philly. Because at this point, I'm just off the Bucks. So I got to see something.
One second.
Pause it. Okay.
Yeah, my bad. So I was trying to check the score on the game and for the Cavs game, and like my AirPods automatically disconnected and connected to my phone. I'm like, what?
Stop. It's aggressive commercial. Turn into your parents.
I didn't even do it. It just automatically connected. Facts. Turning through, like, what the hell is going on? So I'm squinting at the phone. Yeah. What were you saying though? Sorry.
Pretty much how they're going to jive and our level of concern about the Nets.
Yeah.
I still pick the Lakers. A healthy LeBron. I think now on paper, we have the best duo and the best team around them. Mm-hmm. Whereas that last year was the Clippers in terms of they had a good duo, probably the best team around them. I think we have the best duo and the best team around us. So like all our pieces, it's just, I don't know how you slow down a team like that. The Lakers, it's
gonna be hard.
I know they're top five in offense and defense, but among the contenders, I wouldn't know, aside from Philly, who would have a better defense than us, because the Clippers don't. Like, they're winning and they're outscoring teams, but they don't. So,
yeah.
I just got to see how they, because Harden and not Harden, Durant. Durant and LeBron, you cancel each other out. AD and you cancel each other out. It's going to be tough. I mean, but it's not as easy as how we entered the season. When we entered the season.
When they played February 18th, you said February 10th?
7th, I believe.
Yeah, it's not going to be as easy as we thought. No.
That's, yeah.
James Harden out here acting all happy. I hate people get on the great teams and then start showing. Start talking smack.
Yeah, when he shitted on his teammates, it's like, okay, yeah, this is happening now. I was surprised he got his way. That's like, but it's just the
same. League. I'm surprised they just traded him where they wanted to trade him. But he shit on him also after the first game. He's like, oh, it's easy when you're playing with great players. Like,
yeah. I mean, now if you're a star, I mean, what's to stop you? The moment you say, well, this is just going to lead to me immediately signing my contract to lock in the money and be like, yeah, I don't want to be.
Yeah, but I think even if, like, the Nets win, I don't think that's going to validate him any more than where he already was.
Yeah. But I feel like he'll be happier versus Durant, who wasn't really happy when he won his two titles. Because he thought it was going to change the perception of him, that he just misread that whole.
He's getting it the same way Durant got it.
I mean, you can argue this trio is better than his two other players might be better than the two he had in Golden State. So I don't know how much
they are much
different either.
They are
right
in totality.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. I mean,
so, this is your
Bron. Please put this one on your resume.
Yeah. This would be nuts.
I don't want to hear it. I really don't want to hear it,
This would be nuts.
I really don't want to hear it, but we'll see. Right now, they're adjusting to the Cavs, so.
To see them play the Clippers, too.
Yeah, I want to see them all play. Well, I mean,
see the energy gives Kawhi.
I like to see them play the Nuggets as well, but that's where it probably where it extends to. I'm not one of those Jazz. I'm not like you, sir. I'm sorry.
Me?
I would like Portland, but Portland games don't start till like 10 or so, and they just
and also Portland plays zero defense. That's gonna be they gonna run through Portland. KD gonna be shitting on Melo. It's gonna be a bad sight.
Oh yeah. He might put him through a spin cycle.
Yeah.
It could get ugly.
I don't want to see that. I don't want that.
Wouldn't really know. I remember looking at their schedule after the trade, and it was so easy aside from the Bucks. I look at it again as we're talking, but they could really
The East is easy.
True. True, and especially with the way the season is because of the pandemic. Which you're playing a lot of these teams like back-to-back or...
Back-to-back, They play in Cleveland twice tonight and they play them again, on Friday or Saturday.
This is the flip of it. You can really pad your record. Good for them.
I'm not on that wave yet. That good for them wave.
It has to be concerning. We'll see. If you're the best offensive, I just don't know how Kyrie, how he fits. Because while he's better than at ball handling, that's about and finishing at the rim, maybe. Handling, I can say concretely. He has one of the best handles I've ever seen, not the best. Finishing at the rim, even Harden gives him, comes close to that. But my point is, offensively, while he's not constantly where KD and Harden are, he can rise to their heights. But it's like he's not better than at the majority of things. So it's like he should be the one that needs to fit in. Like Harden playmaking just is a better playmaker. You know,
Kyrie's it stops at the MVP. Kyrie's never been in an MVP discussion.
Right. Yeah.
Ever.
But I also don't want him to just be a spot up shooter.
That's disrespectful.
So yeah, you gotta find that in between. And they gotta actually sacrifice instead of talk about it. Durant shouldn't, since he hardly needs the ball as much to be as effective, but the other two really should because they'll be handling the majority of the ball handling. Yeah, so
yeah,
but that's none of my business. That's none of my business. We in LA, we again, I think, at the, yeah, I did too. Let's see, they got Cleveland tonight and then Friday, and then they got two Miami games. Atlanta, OKC, Washington, then the Clippers on the second. Toronto's nothing now. Philly, I'm looking at this. They could really, it would be very telling by the time they face the Lakers. It is on the 18th. My bad, you're right. It's on the 18th. So by then, it'd be very telling.
And then what their record is, right? Because they only played really two teams before then.
Mm-hmm.
Clippers and the Sixers, really.
Right. Yeah, of this, between this Cleveland game and LA, if you want to say playoff game to contender range, the Clippers, Philly, Golden State and Phoenix of notable names, but I mean,
neither one of them. I don't see either one of them really being competition.
But it's good to have a team to watch. That's early. It sucks, though. They got the most star-studded team in the league. That's like a 20-minute walk from me, and I can't go see anything.
That does suck.
And I cop a nosebleed.
I don't know when I'm going to be able to go to those games again.
Probably when I'm 31.
Oh yeah, it definitely like the whole season gonna be with them empty bleachers, especially in New York.
What do you think happens? Do you think Kyrie remains on the team? Do you think they trade him? If he stays, how do you think he fits
this season?
Yeah,
they all gonna stay together this season.
And how far do they go?
And that. They're going to make it to the finals, and then Bron going to put them beaters on them.
Five or six?
Six. I ain't going to disrespect them.
If Bron beat this team in five, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, I ain't going to disrespect them like that.
Because when he falls, I'm still
hoping Embiid stay in MVP shape. Let's get it.
Yeah, we tell you. Huh? If I get in my hater mode, if I look at my Eastern hopes.
Start screaming Tobias Harris.
Giannis just ain't it. We can't look at him anymore.
Chris Middleton on him. Been balling, I ain't gonna lie.
Giannis had 36. And he looked outclassed.
Yeah.
We'll see.
He gotta work too hard for his 36.
Yeah.
KD out here just crunk people up doing little floaters. Your MVP could never.
Hate him if you want, but Harden tried to tell us. He's just a dunker.
Your MVP.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's a fact. I forgot the energy him and Harden have for each other.
Nah, he on the better team in the same conference. You know, he gonna relish this.
Oh, yeah. He's just a dunker.
It's none of my business, though.
Yeah, see, that's why Giannis, you gotta come with what we got. I mean...
See, that's in the span of a month, you choose loyalty, and then 1 month later, this is what you get: a conference with two players on your level, one if not both that are better than you. I ain't gonna give them hard. I don't even know. It's hard.
It's hard, but it's hard. I don't think so.
One of definitely two on your level, and then you on a worse team. That's what you get.
You're hoping trying to that recruit. Giannis could, because he know Harden gonna talk trash. So hopefully Giannis can bring some kind of energy. That would be a massive upset, though.
If Giannis,
yeah,
if the Bucks if Giannis the wills the Bucks, it's what we need to see. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see this from Giannis.
I know. I'm saying, I'll root for him until he gets to the finals.
If LeBron see that the Bucks beat the Nets, two more bottles tonight. We could stay up.
Yeah.
It's over. It's over.
It'll be like when the Clippers lost last year.
Oh yeah, all that film work, toss that out. We hanging tonight.
Burn the tapes. We good. Burn the tapes. We good.
All that preparation. Nah, we can start midweek. We good. Mm-hmm. We'll see. We'll see. But something like this on paper is just unprecedented. So I'm assuming finals as well against the Lakers. As most stars, so we'll see.
I still see them. I still see anybody in the East stopping them.
I don't either, because I see all this defense in a seven-game
series. Yeah,
I don't know how you stop a team like this. I don't know who could outscore them, but
and beat again, them four times.
Oh, Durant. Just think of LeBron traumatized these players. See. That's a part of his life. He traumatized these players and see what he got him doing.
It's all to beat Bron too. That's all it's for.
He'd have caused a Golden State. And now that the last thing Harden saw was him shooting threes and not looking at the basket. After bumping him from the playoffs. The Rockets.
Man, turned around.
He snapped. It's traumatizing after he eliminated you when you apparently thought you had a chance. We'll see. Let's fish that buyout market after all. Maybe not a big. Maybe.
I don't even know who.
And so that's another thing. Meanwhile, our team blowing, we getting bored blowing 19-point leads.
Against Golden State. That really
I'm box score. Yeah, I'm box score watching.
I got the alert. I'm like, what?
Same thing. Because the last thing I saw, they up by 90. I'm like, yeah. Because, you know, Bron and Steph. We already. He was going to relish that.
Do not disturb. Turned it over.
And that's the only concern with that. We still have lows like that. What? I hope. Even in the playoffs. Against the Heat. In the finals. They had letdown games in there. So.
Put the Mamba jerseys on, then lost.
That was one of Bron's best. Yeah. That's the game Butler matched them.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't been the same. Pray for him, but we'll see.
You beat me soon. You know what I'm saying? I was like, that game shaved like 3 years off his career.
Ain't seen him since.
Overnight, that man became 35. Like, on the back end of his career. All them tip seasons going up to him. Because he ain't been the same since. What are his numbers looking like this year?
I checked in on him stat-wise. I mean, standings-wise, and I haven't looked since he was averaging that 10. I think he had 12 tonight. We looked at his stats, so at least his average went up. But I don't know. Like, even now, you got Philly against Boston. I guess I got to see it, but Boston without Harden. I mean, the Nets without Harden beat the Celtics. They don't got a chance.
15.8, 5.5, 5.3.
Don't forget. Damn, that's what he putting up. That's what your best player putting up on a 12 seed. Damn.
Bron took it up.
Maybe we only talk about playoff teams from now on. This is embarrassing.
15.8 points per game.
You're 12 seed.
Wow. Fam, don't waste your breath. Chris Middleton is averaging like 28, I think. That's a bit of an exaggeration. That's why I said. So let me calm down. He might have put up 28 points in two games. Let me relax.
Caping for your boy.
Yeah. He averaging. Okay. He averaging 22.1, 6.3, 5.6. 23.32
PER. Nice.
No, but before he couldn't get over 18.
That is very true. Now you gotta look to his leader for more.
He's number 3 on ESPN fantasy basketball rank for his position.
All right.
Which is small forward.
All right, man. No doubt.
That's your boy. Better than your MVP KD.
Not Katie in the running, per usual. Saw Bron had Like, get that twinkle in his eye. Like Kawhi.
This man, 36 years old. That's crazy.
It is. That this is even a combo.
Run around with 19-year-olds.
And he's regarded as the best.
That's crazy.
One day they'll understand one day.
36.
They better start. They got the Bucks tomorrow. Let's start with a win tomorrow. Let's start getting a little serious. Don't let the Nets be the only one to get some.
I wouldn't be surprised if they lost.
If they lose, I expect them to lose.
this is like,
They just don't have the focus. They were doing this before they won the chip.
Yeah,
the
chip. They so stressful to root for. It's just like, whatever. You can't follow them along the journey. You got to wait till the playoffs come and just be like, all right, what happened during the season? Do a recap and like figure it out.
Yeah.
Because if not, you'll be upset every nightly.
I'm going to watch though. 7:30. Sign me up.
Of course. Oh, perfect timing.
I hear you, yeah. What happened?
I just saw a Burger King commercial. They got this new burger called the Mad Random, the Bacon King.
What's that?
Three patties and 6 pieces of bacon. Like a heart attack on a bun, essentially. Oh. Oof. I saw it. I was like, ugh.
Mm-mm.
Like, literally, mm-hmm. That looks stressful. Like a burden to eat. Oh my God. What else? See, most of the surprising teams kind of fell off. Like the Hawks haven't been too impressive lately. Phoenix kind of fell into place now.
Gotta give it some time.
Yeah. Who else kind of just fell into place? The East is just kind of like all over the place. I think the Boston trash again, but I think it's kind of because Tatum has been playing for the past couple of games and Kemba came back and he is just not the same.
I didn't like the contract when they did it. He's just never, but.
He worked in Charlotte because there was no one else around him. Like he was able to just, be free. I'm telling you, when I watch him on Boston, he looks like so small on the court.
Right.
Like, look like Isaiah Thomas, literally.
I forgot he was activated against the Knicks and then lost by 30.
30.
Damn.
To the Knicks.
On paper, he's supposed to be their second best. I guess he's their third. Is he better than Marcus Smart?
You mean currently? Like, without Tatum?
Currently.
Oh. That's questionable.
Tatum's out for protocols?
Yeah.
Oh.
He been out for like a week now.
I didn't even know that. Boston don't
Me
do
neither.
It.
I got the alert. You know, Kev. I don't.
I trust you.
Yeah. Tatum's in, he's the third best player.
On paper.
I'll take Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum over him.
I will too. Don't let Marcus Smart have a hot night. You can't tell the difference between them and one play defense.
And Marcus Smart played defense. I was just about to say that. He played defense. What about Daniel Tice? He better than him?
No, I ain't going to do that. He having a good night, too. So I ain't going to do that.
He better. Oh, damn. 5 for 6 from 3. He ain't going to do that every night, though. He better than Pritchett, though?
I need to see more from Kimba before I say that.
That's just disrespectful. Better than Pritchard.
He don't play. He been semi-retired. He got to play.
The knees. No. I hope we don't have that Brandon Roy shit going on. Oh.
Yeah, somehow they tied for a second with the Clippers.
Well, who?
Jazz and the Clippers are both 10-for-4. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Where the Nuggets at? They've been looking terrible.
They're in the play-in right now, beloved. Them and the Mavs in the play-in, the 9th and 10th seed.
I kind of understand the Mavs struggles.
It's going to be a weird season.
KP just looks like we might have seen the best of him.
That's my concern. We just keep getting injured.
Yeah, because it just settles like for too many threes now. You can just tell it's like not much going on with him. Luka has to do too much. Damn, Kemba had 9 points on Sunday at New York on the Knicks. That's crazy. But anyway, yeah, you can just tell Luka has to do way too much for that team.
Yeah, it goes from can't wait till he's back to is he even going to be the same when he's healthy? It's like,
yep.
Westbrook.
See him.
Concerned. Is
he playing again?
I'm just saying in terms of with all the injuries piling up, it's like at some point. Injured again? He had a setback. You didn't see yet with his knee to I think last week. So he's out 2 to 3 more weeks. Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
There's really nothing.
Yeah, I mean,
there's really nothing.
They knew what they were getting when they signed that when they signed that contract, when they traded for it.
That's the inheritance.
It's generation wealth. That's crazy. Now my knee hurt.
Got a rehab on my own.
But he's getting up there in age, though.
Mm-hmm. And I forgot how many seasons. It'd be like every, like, August or September, he's having a scope.
And yep. Knee. And doing all that cupping and stuff. So after a while, that stuff catches up to you, yeah. No matter how.
Mm-hmm.
And your game is based on athleticism. Because you never learned how to shoot.
No, I was just looking at the Nets. 9 shot attempts for KD, 8 for Irvin, 2 for Harden. It'd be an ongoing process to manage.
Yeah. Trigger, I want to say, I really am intrigued to see how that all falls in place now, though.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just be losing to the Cavs casually. Without Caris LeVert. Oh, no. Caris LeVert didn't get traded there. Who got traded there?
Jared Allen. Jared Allen got traded to the Cavs. LeVert went to the Pacers, and they found a large mass on his kidney.
Yeah.
They said that could have potentially saved my life. And
that's wild. That's a wild story.
Right?
That's a wild story.
Yeah, good for him, man.
Facts. Damn, Jared Allen got traded to the Cavs and still the backup center.
Who they start over him?
Drummond.
Oh, fam, Drummond. My bad. You put me pointing up number. Yeah, you're right. Why? What is wrong with them? The Cavs.
They got Drummond, had too Jared much Allen, and JaVale McGee.
And then Kevin Love. He a different kind of big, but...
He lost. Where is he? He hasn't played this year.
I don't know, actually. And I ain't looked.
Where is he?
I ain't looked. Unless his name start popping up in trade rumors. I just let it be. It's none of my business.
You just Googling me talking about Kevin Love and his life-changing effect on racism. So, I mean, that means... That means he ain't been playing it, and no one cares.
That's funny.
Life changing moment on racism. What a time!
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. I think we hit it all. You got anything else to add?
Nah.
Another episode in the books, people. I think we did it. Mm-hmm. You're set. As always, people, thank you for the love, the support. Make sure you rate, share, subscribe. Definitely subscribe to the YouTube channel. Have the full-length episodes, video clips up there. Same on IGTV. Full-length audio is available everywhere. Podcasts are streaming. Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Cast, Apple Podcasts. I do this every single week, everywhere. All the major streaming platforms. We are there. Until next time, this is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.